From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The state of California has agreed not to impose greater coronavirus restrictions on church gatherings than it does on retail establishments in a pair of settlements that provide more than $2 million in fees to lawyers who challenge the rules as a violation of religious freedom. Lawyers for a San Diego area Pentecostal church took their challenge against the state to the U.S. Supreme Court three times and won. A study says a single California wildfire killed 10% of the world's giant sequoias. The fire tore through the southern Sierra Nevada last year, according to the National Park Service. The Castle Fire charred 273 square miles of timber in Sequoia National Park. Even vaccinated California workers may have to keep masks on when the state fully reopens in less than 2 weeks. The California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board meets today and will consider new workplace rules that would only allow workers to go maskless if everyone in a room is fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. 29-year-old Daniel Aubrey sentenced to serve 1 year in jail, given a 3-year formal probation term. He pled guilty last month to 2 felonies, attempted carjacking of a Eureka resident, and battery on a peace officer with infliction of great bodily injury. The conviction stemming from events on October 8th last year when Aubrey, while under the influence, tried to push the female driver of a van parked outside the courthouse market on 4th Street in Eureka. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.